Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and your last name, please?
Steven Smith.
All right, thank you. And your email address, please?
It's Logan, L-O-G-A-N, 112469 at yahoo.com.
All right, and thank you. And I have located the account with propertyrecord.com. How may I help you?
They said there was a records on this. That's why I signed up and paid for it, and I didn't get anything.
Okay, have you logged into memberreportsonline.com? Because it doesn't come to your email address.
Yeah, I got on here. It says recent activity shows the address, the pending agent review.
Okay, so when it says pending agent review, what that means is that someone in our main office is actually gathering that information for you. If you go back within 4 to 5 hours, you won't see pending agent review anymore, and that means your report is ready.
So how does this work? If I go up to my name and it says 19 searching credits remaining, what's that for?
Repeat that again.
Says 19 credits remaining. Does it go?
Okay, so what that is, each time you pull a report, it's going to take a credit away.
Okay. So what if there's not enough credits for the house, the reports?
So when you go on, like right now, you already put the address in that you're trying to get that information over. So once they provide you with that report, then they're going to take that credit away.
Is it one report per credit? Or?
Yeah, one report per credit. That's correct. Well, one credit per report. Yes, sir.
I looked up three, so there'd be three credits.
If you did the same address, no, it's not. It's only going to do it when it's a different address.
No, I did three of them. Well, one was wrong. I spelled it wrong. And the other two was, it's a duplex. I did both sides, 29 and 31.
Well, it looks like they haven't took any one of those credits away from you yet. So when they do take that credit, when that report is provided to you, they're only going to take one away from you since it's basically the same address, it's a different number. So they'll just take one away from you.
So how do I keep the information once it shows up?
How do you pull it up?
Yeah, how do I keep it? Can I copy it into a PDF file or?
Now, this is what you can do when that report comes to that member reports online. When you actually pull up the report itself, you could do hold. What kind of device are you using?
That's an iPhone.
iPhone. Well, you can, once you pull it up, you can screenshot it and save it like that.
Okay.
Or you can just, you know, go back, log back into member reports online. It's not going to disappear. It's going to be still there. Whatever you search, if you hit view report, it's going to show you everything that you've searched before. You can pull it back up that way.
Now, how long does that stay on there? Like, does this expire after so many times or how does it work?
No, sir. It's not going to expire. You could always go back and re-pull it back up.
So what did it charge me?
It did charge you. Now, the dollar was just for the deposit. It did charge you $18.95. That's for the volume discount package. That's what provides you with the 19 credits per month.
Oh, it's per month?
Yes, sir. It is per month.
I have to cancel it.
Right. If you're not going to use it the following month, you do have to cancel it. Say, for instance, you go ahead and cancel it today, you'll still be able to log in up on the member reports and pull more reports because you'll still have credits left. Let me see when the next, let's see, let me go back. And I can tell you how long
want,
you're.
I only want just this one house. I'm not going to use it for anything else. Just this one house, it's one address.
Okay, so if you cancel it, you can still go online and go back in there. You have until June the 24th to use up those credits. Now, it is different other things that you can search besides on property. If you want to, you know, just browse the website, different other things. If you look to the right-hand side, it's a dashboard, and it gives you a list of other things that you can search as well, just in case you want to search something else.
Alrighty, so I have to log out to the member report. Memberreportsline.com.
Yes, that's correct.
My username and everything, and then I can see.
Yes, sir. That's right. Just log in with your username. Of course, that's your email address and then your password. And then you log in. You look to the right-hand side. It'll give you like a list. It have dashboard on it. And then it'll give you like a list of different things that you can search.
Now, what? So I can cancel it before June 24th and I'll be all set.
Correct. Long as you cancel before then. Like I said, even if you cancel it today, you can still go on there and use those credits up because you still have those credits remaining.
Okay. All right, I'll go and cancel then today. Can I cancel with
okay.
you?
Sure, we can do that. And like I said, you can still go on there and use it.
But it'll still pop up until the 24th.
Yep, that yes, sir, that is correct. And only thing we're doing today is just canceling the account so that nothing else is charged further to you. That's all we're going to do today.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, and I have your cancellation number.
Okay.
It is 347-33. 55.
Okay. So they should have that report within a few hours?
Yes, sir. Usually it takes within 4 to 5 hours. You can log back in about 4 hours and just see if it's still saying pending agent review. If you don't see pending agent review, then hit recent activity and that's where your report is going to be at.
Member reports.
Reports.com. Online.
Reportonline.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. You're very helpful. Very
well, thank you for that. Like yes, it. Sir. Well, thank you for that. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'm not very good with computers.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful and safe day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.